Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell cast the lone dissenting vote this week as the county commission approved a memorandum of understanding with the state of Kansas to move forward on a new aviation hangar at Chabara Airport for the Kansas Highway Patrol aircraft. Critics argue that the project could increase cost dramatically, expose county taxpayers to long-term financial obligations, and lacks the contractual language guarantees that are needed to protect local taxpayers. Commissioner Howell joins us now to explain why he voted no and what concerns he believes still need to be addressed. Jim, thank you for joining us. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, John. Same to you.
So you were the only commissioner to vote against the memorandum of understanding. What specifically drove your decision and what concerns ultimately convinced you that this wasn't a good deal for Sedgwick County taxpayers?
Well, I'm going to do my very best to keep this as simple as I can. There's really two major issues here. One of the issues, it's increased cost to Sedgwick County taxpayers. If the state really wants us to do this, then they should either cover the cost, or the city of Wichita might want to get involved in this and make this revenue neutral to Sedgwick County government. This is an increase in cost of a minimum of about $1.4 million. It could be easily $3 million or even more. There will be some additional costs as we go forward in terms of maintenance and insurance and operations of this hangar, which will drive the cost up a little bit over time. But even if everything stays as it is right now, the best it gets for us right now is about $1.4 million over 20 years, which is going to be covered by property taxes here in Sedgwick County.
So the current costs, if I looked at the math right, looks like it's about a little less than $60,000 a year, while a proposed lease would increase that cost roughly $650,000 annually. Is that right?
Well, yes. Let me get down to this. So the state of Kansas currently spends $59,000 a year on a current lease out at Cook Airfield. They hangar their aircraft out there right now. And there was a proviso added to the 2025 budget. And in that proviso, the state gave us, committed $650,000 in a proviso. But you know, John, what that is. That's a one-year commitment, if
right,
you will.
Yeah.
There is no commitment. Actually, there's no contract with the state of Kansas for us to do 20 years. In fact, one of the concerns we have is they're not willing to write a lease in a way that actually binds them, where we could litigate against them should they default on their long-term commitment to Sedgwick County. The Highway Patrol says that they're planning on giving us $650,000 a year every year for 20 years and while we pay off this bond for this new hangar. But if they decide to not do that, there's nothing in contract to actually make the county taxpayers whole again. That's the second thing I was told. There was two reasons. Our costs go up. And second of all, we don't have any actual certainty with the state. And they're not willing to sign a long-term commitment that actually we could litigate if we had to.
So theoretically, the state's saying, don't worry about it. We will pay it for 20 years, but there's nothing in writing. Yeah. So if a new governor comes in or a new whoever oversees, whatever department oversees Kansas Highway Patrol, so be the whoever's top trooper or whatever it is, decides, you know what, we're going to move the planes out of Wichita. Because they get, for whatever reason, they could do it. They're not required to compensate us.
That is true. And one of the things that we were concerned about was, would they actually maybe, you know, leave Wichita and not provide services here? The Kansas Highway Patrol is committed to Sedgwick County, regardless of where we hang out these airplanes. They're committed. We actually have some of the largest crime stats in the state of Kansas. We're the largest populated city in the state of Kansas. We're the second largest populated county in the state of Kansas. They're committed to Sedgwick County no matter what this decision is. The reality is this cost is going to be almost 11 times more money for Kansas, not to mention the additional cost for Sedgwick County taxpayers. So at the end of the day, you know, what you have to ask yourself, what's the reason for doing this? The response times are maybe identical, if not maybe slightly better from Cook Airfield versus what they have, we'll have at Jabara Airfield. So it's not response times. It's not, whether or not they're going to be here or not. It will cost Sedgwick County taxpayers more as well as the state of Kansas more money for them to make this change. You have to ask it, well, then why are we doing it?
Yeah, I was going to ask, then why are we doing it?
Well, I think the Highway Patrol really wants to have a better place to hangar their planes.
And, we all want new things and nice things, but...
and so this
we're facing a budget shortfall. The state's facing a budget shortfall. The city's facing... So it's nice to have nice new things, but...
Let's talk about how this happened as well. You know, the State Highway Patrol asked a senator to insert this in a proviso during the conference committee report between the House and the Senate. It didn't even go through a normal appropriations or ways and means process. This was inserted during conference committee. Then the governor vetoed it. By the way, the Highway Patrol says that they were conferring with the governor to do this. Their plan was they wanted the state to actually purchase the hangar. And what the legislature wanted to do instead was to lease a hangar over periods of time. And so the state put that in the proviso, asking for them to find a third party vendor, if you will, to provide this leased hangar space to the state. Well, that's not what the governor wanted. So she vetoed that. Then the legislature came in back in and they overrode the veto. So I asked the legislators, you know, did you know that we actually have space that's about, you know, basically 1/11 of the cost? And I have not found one yet that knew that. They want to be, and here's the overarching problem here. Everyone wants to be kind and accommodating to the Highway Patrol. I do too. I even told them, I said, if this MOU was written more crisply and protected the county and removed our costs, I would support it. But that's not what it did. MOU is not a contract. It's simply
a memorandum of understanding.
A memorandum is just simply an agreement today saying, here's what we think we're going to do. But it's not something you can litigate against. It's not a contract. And I want to be friendly with the Highway Patrol. And the sheriff wants to be friendly, wants to be supportive of the Highway Patrol. We all do. And I want to be supportive of the sheriff. And I want him to be supportive of me. And about, you know, my colleagues, again, let me just say something really good. My colleagues, their heart is right. They voted their heart. They did what they thought that was going to be, if you will, supportive of the legislature and supportive of the sheriff and supportive of the Highway Patrol. And I think they all agreed with me somewhat, even though they didn't vote the same way I did, that there are some issues with this that are not ideal.
If the state came back tomorrow with a stronger contractual guarantees and greater financial protections for Sedgwick County taxpayers, would you be open to supporting the project?
If it was crisp and it was revenue neutral to the county, I would. Absolutely.
One other...
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
A question for you. The current hangar is at Cook Airfield in your district. The new project isn't in your district. Did that play any role in your vote at all?
Well, here's the reality is
no longer in your district.
It's interesting how the hangar came to be. The state of Kansas, through Kansas State University and WSU, agreed to put a drone school out there, which is why the building has actually been built. And Sedgwick County paved a road to that facility. There was a letter sent out by two of my former, former colleagues that asked the presidents of those two universities to reconsider that, and they killed the project. The hangars were built for the state of Kansas without a contract. That's why they exist. So we're making lemonade out of lemons. The state's getting a good deal today. The hangar's appropriately sized. It has all the right spaces. It's got office spaces and conference rooms. It's a nice building. It is exactly what they need. In fact, it is a very efficient solution to the state's needs. And so the fact is, as a taxpayer of our state, I think it's the right place to go. It is in my district, and I happen to know about it because I've been following this thing for the last 10 years.
If there are legislators listening tonight, and I know there are, what would you want them to know or do about this? Or is there anything that can be done?
Well, it's interesting. The governor said, read what she wrote when she vetoed this. She says, I will direct the Kansas Highway Patrol to identify alternative solutions for the legislature to consider next session. She said that. So even the governor right now is not committed to this project, as far as I can tell. I understand from the talking to the Highway Patrol, there were conversations after that veto message went out, and they say that they've worked out their differences, but that's not in writing. I would ask the state to do what they can to save taxpayer money, reconsider this. It's not too late. If they want, in fact, I would say the LCC probably ought to meet on this issue and send a warning flag across the bow and say, we don't think this is the right way we should go right now, because there's information that wasn't presented to the legislature when they voted.
So I got a text from one of the legislators. Okay. It's great having legislators who listen to the show. So one of the legislators listening to the show just texted me and pointed out that your wife sits on the committee that oversees the Highway Patrol budget and voted yes for the hangar lease.
And I actually asked her, did she know about the current hangar space, you know, as an alternative solution that's actually in place? And she didn't even know about herself. It was never given. By the way, she sits on the committee, but this didn't go through the committee process. It did not go through Ways and Means. It did not go through the Appropriations Committee. It was inserted
as a proviso,
and they only voted on the budget as a whole, as you know.
So
nevertheless, she did not know about this. It was not discussed from the floor. When they did the override on the veto, the legislators did not know there was a current hangar in place that was actually much, much less expensive.
Well, it could be. So maybe when they get back, you know, next year.
Well, another thing, we just to point this out, you know, talking about $26 billion budget, this is 0.003% of a percent of the budget.
Yep.
So I'm not sure how much they care about this at this point.
No, and it's a small, but it also goes to show, you know, these are part-time legislators, and it's so hard to find a little tiny thing that gets thrown in there. It's also why I've always hated bundling and these little provisos and conference committees where they throw little pet projects in, and this is how things like this get,
And one more thing, I don't think that Sedgwick County was part of the discussion when this was being kicked around the legislature. They had planned to use a third-party vendor to provide lease space for the Highway Patrol, but unfortunately, that space was not available from the third party vendor. So they came to Sedgwick County thinking maybe we could help them solve the problem. We could use our $30,000 lease we have per year and apply that. And then they also have a mechanic that will provide, if you will, services to our King Air aircraft, which will save about $82,000 a year on average. Hmm. You add those together, it lowers our cost to about $72,000 a year, for our additional costs. But again, $72,000 times 20 years, it's about $1.4 million. So at the very least to us, it's about 1.4. It could be much higher.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you bringing it to us. Fascinating. You know, it just goes to show that's why they call the legislative process sausage making. Jim, appreciate it. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do
it? Let's use my campaign website, votejimhowell.com.
Votejimhowell.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.